Chapter 6. My beloved son, I haven't left home yet, and I already miss you with all of my heart. Ryu felt a knot in his throat as he began to read. His whole life he had dreamed of meeting his dad, imagined what he would be like, what he'd say. Now his dad's own words were staring at him, talking to him, like a conversation after all these years. Half a conversation, really. Ryu longed to answer. I miss you too, he would say. Then he would fill his dad in on the 13 years. There was so much to tell. His dad would barely get a word in edgewise. He sighed. All he could do was read, imagine, dream. It was better than nothing. Each day away from you, I will always regret. And when I race home in 2 weeks, your poor mother will not be able to tear you out of my arms. Then I will rip this letter up. You will never be able to read it and laugh at my sentimental feelings when you were a teenager. If you are reading this, my son, it means that I did not return. It means that you are now at the end of your training, and you are ready to complete the mission I had failed. Ryu, when I leave for South Africa, I will take my second most trusted sword. I leave the first, the Dragon Sword, for you. It makes me laugh to imagine your tiny fingers around it now, but I know someday you will become a ninja, finer and braver than I. Take this sword to America and look for Dr. Walter Smith, a renowned archaeologist. He will tell you what happened and what to do. Be always on your guard and never forget the last words of the ancient poem I whispered in your ear before I left. And when you're lost, my son, when joy becomes despair, I'll send a star of deepest gold to let you know I'm there. Your loving father. Ryu put down the letter. He looked into his mother's red-tinged eyes. She wanted to ask about the letter, but she didn't. You're leaving, aren't you? Were her only words. Yes, Mom, Ryu answered. She started to shake, and Ryu took her hand gently. They sat down at the tatami mat. I am leaving, but I promise I'll return. And if I find whoever it was that killed Dad, he will regret the day he was born. Miss Hayabusa sniffled, then nodded. The silence hung in the air. He could tell she wanted to believe, but couldn't quite bring herself to. I promise, he repeated. Before the words left his mouth, he knew how hollow they sounded. He knew he had a hard time believing them himself.